Ooh, happy Halloween, Robert, it's very, very scary time. Ooh. Robert?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello there. It's time for fishing report.
Oh, okay.
Now we will do?
Sounds good.
Okay. So, Robert and Josh, coming to you from the Fish and Franks World Headquarters flagship store right here in Charlotte Harbor, Florida, where we are going to be doing the place-by-place fishing report that we do pretty much every week. The only difference is that this week it happens to be Halloween as we're sitting here in the studio. So Robert is, of course, terrified.
So oh, yeah.
He's trying not to show it. He's doing a pretty good job of it, but I've known Robert a long time. I can tell. So If there's any difficulty with this report, that'll probably be why. It's just a little bit of fear. So.
Yeah.
You doing good?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to talk about fishing?
Sure.
Okay. You want to start?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. It begins with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver along with Shell Creek. Go, Robert.
That's as far as it goes.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
Still slow.
Anybody actually fishing?
Nope.
Nobody actually.
I haven't gotten any reports from up there at all.
Okay. Then how about the Dars Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area?
I had one report there.
One reports.
Yep. He caught a couple of little tiny snook. One redfish that was just under legal. And actually caught a couple whiting.
Were they also tiny?
He didn't specify. I didn't ask.
Okay. I mean, because
I was just impressed because it's been a long time since I've heard of whiting up there.
They could have been small enough that he used them as bait to catch those dink snook. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll assume that the whiting were larger than that.
Okay.
Just so we have something positive to focus on here.
Hey, it was fish and it was a report.
Yeah, and we very rarely have any reports from this area, but it's good to have one.
Yeah.
Bringing it to the U.S. 41 Bridges area.
Been pretty quiet there, but they've been getting some Spanish mackerel, a few ladyfish, a small mangrove snapper, and then a few snook at night.
Small snook?
Yeah. Yeah, I've not heard of anything big there. Saw a picture on Facebook of a guy with a tarpon that looked like it might have been at the bridge. And then I think it was the same guy that got a sawfish there last week that was posted on the Facebook page. I don't know if you saw those or not.
I don't recall having seen them, but I see a lot of things.
I know.
Wouldn't be real surprising, though, to come across a sawfish down there.
No.
You're right in the zone. You're in Sawfish Alley right through there.
Mm-hmm.
The Lashley Seawall. Anybody been doing anything down there?
A guy caught a couple small mangrove snapper. He saw a couple snook swimming along there, but could not catch anything.
Okay. See, a yawn like that, that's a symptom of fear, I can tell.
Uh-huh, yeah. So.
Either that or I'm boring you already. The Bayshore Pier and the Port Charlotte Beach Pier don't exist, so we're moving on to Spring Lake Park.
I've got nothing from there this week.
No reports.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
No.
It's been a very odd week
reports.
In here. We've been a little slower than normal. The weather's been off. The construction they're doing in the parking lot. So it's been a little wonky.
Yeah, the construction doesn't help. And, you know, some people will pull into a parking lot and see that there's cones and then just pull right back out.
No, so. Most of them are driving right through them like idiots.
Well, that's the other thing to do, is to drive right through them.
They're literally ignoring them yesterday. I went out there three different times to smoke and watched two different times drive right through the cones. One of the guys had to yell at the guy.
But were those your customers? Or were they the customers of somebody else
it
here?
It doesn't matter. They
in
were
the
just
plaza.
Idiots either way, just driving right through the cones.
Listen, I was trying to give your customers a boost there.
No.
All right. Never mind.
They're in all categories of life, no matter what. And I fall in that category myself sometimes. So.
Oh, I could definitely see you driving through some cones.
Yeah.
The Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Little snook. Lots of pleco schools.
Schools.
Literally. I mean, 20 to 50 in little groups. The other night.
Big ones or little ones?
They're big. The other night, there was five schools that she could count. I could see two. But she was looking up the canal and could see five different groups. And they're coming up now. Some of them are, like, feeding on some of the grass clippings and whatever else is floating.
Okay.
Some of it's the decomposing black stuff on the surface. Because they're coming up and mouthing at it.
Okay.
And then the other night, they were just swirling. And you can... At first, I thought they were a mullet. But you see them come up and... You'll see a funny little swirl and occasionally a slap of the tail like a gar does.
Uh-huh.
But there's 15, 20, 30 of them in a group all coming up at almost the same time, just right on the surface, just swimming in circles.
Interesting. And you know, when those guys are little, the snook eat them.
Yes.
When they get big, I don't think really anything eats them out there. Maybe alligators, but you haven't got a whole lot of alligators in the canals.
Mm-mm. I mean, I don't even see the egrets trying after them, and I'm sure some of them do once in a while. But
so I've watched that at Myakka River State Park, where mm-hmm. the egrets will catch them and try. If it's bigger than about 5 or 6 inches, they toss it around. They try to get it in position. They give up, and they drop it.
Right.
So sometimes they'll mess with it for 10, 15 minutes before they just give up. Now, you take a walking catfish, on the other hand. Walking cats, the egrets adore those. They just love walking cats. Mm-hmm. And they slide down nice and easy. But these armored Plecostomus catfish do not.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a tough one. All right, so we got snook and plecos in the canals. Anything else?
Mangrove snapper, pretty much all small. Some sand bremer still around good.
Lion cichlids?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of them around. And then the occasional black drum.
Singles?
Yeah, singles and doubles.
Okay. Any luck on catching those things?
Well, some guys are catching them on shrimp. A couple guys are catching them on soft plastics. Most everybody thinks you can only catch them on crabs, so. Okay. But blue crabs have been next to impossible to get. We haven't gotten blue crabs in here in 6-8 months. Most people are going to the fish markets and buying them.
Yep. They're more expensive there.
You think?
I do think that. That's why I said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Elge Bean Bridge.
The Eljo Bean Bridge.
On the Myakka River.
A lot of snook. Both from boat and from the bridge. And I guess the cops haven't been bothering too many people fishing on the bridge as long as they're on the west side. If they're on the east side on the old bridge, they're getting bothered.
Okay.
Because there's a better sidewalk on that side.
There is a sidewalk. There's a catwalk up there.
On the new bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the other side, they're giving them a hard time. And then some mangrove snapper. A few juvenile tarpon being seen, but nobody hooking them. And a couple of trout. Small.
Okay. All right. Let's go from the bridge down to marker 8 on the Myakka River.
Some Spanish mackerel.
Ladyfish, too?
A little bit, but mostly just pairing of the Spanish mackerel.
Are they still coming up and attacking bait pods? Is it big blitzes, or is it just little random pods here and there?
Just random here and there. There's some thread fins over there, but they've been staying with the smaller bait fry.
Okay. Any cobia or anything else popping up in here?
Nope.
No reports from the cutoff?
Nope.
All right. The South Gulf Cove canals.
Got nothing.
No reports.
No reports.
Nobody fishing.
Nobody fishing.
All right.
That I'm getting reports on anyway.
Tell me about the west wall then.
Redfish under the bushes and some snook. Guys are catching them on an assortment of things from topwaters to soft plastics and spoons along with cut bait. Okay. Guys are catching a lot of really small snook on some of the white bait that they're finding out there. But on top of the bar, they've been skipping some pompano here and there. A couple of undersized cobia. And, of course, some Spanish and ladyfish from on at the edge of the bar to going out away from the bar.
How undersized are these cobia?
28 to 30.
Okay.
Pretty undersized.
Yeah. Yeah. And the ladyfish in Spanish, what are we looking at? 5 to 10 feet?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all over the place from on top of the bar all the way out to 10 feet.
Okay. Lots of bait over there?
Quite a bit.
But all little stuff.
Yeah. Well, and the occasional schools of threadies coming through.
Okay. How about the Cape Hayes Bar?
I got no reports from there.
No reports from the Cape Hayes Bar. That's fine. That takes us into Turtle and Bull Bays.
Lots of redfish. A lot of snook. The redfish are under the bushes and out on the flats. There's a lot of mullet in there in pre-spawn schools. And the redfish are following them around. And there's been a handful of trout in there, but mostly on the smaller size.
All right, so when you have those reds following mullet, what's your preferred technique?
You can throw a spoon in there, or you can just throw a cut bait. Cut bait or even a shrimp right in the middle of them and just wait.
Right?
Yeah.
And just wait.
It's the easiest way to do it.
If you've got the patience. And if you can gauge where those fish are moving to.
Yeah, they're milling around, so you try to cast to the edges of the school of mullet or right behind them. Cast right in the middle of them, you tend to spook them pretty good.
Right.
So it's better to cast at the edge or just behind them.
Yeah. This is also one of those instances where you can use artificials pretty well for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about what they're doing, right? Those mullet are cruising around. They're nosing along on the bottom. They're disturbing little fish, shrimp, crabs, all that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of things that are trying to get out of the way of the mullet because they don't realize they're not going to get eaten. They just see bigger fish. So they're zipping off to one side or the other, and the redfish are feeling that with their lateral line more than they're looking for stuff because the mullet make a mud as they go. So visibility is definitely impaired in there. But picking up on those vibrations, absolutely. So throwing an artificial that puts out some of those vibrations can really work to your advantage here.
Definitely.
And while Robert's method of throwing out the natural bait is absolutely a good one, no question about that, it depends on your patience level, whether you want to do that or whether you want to throw an artificial or both. But sometimes it's cool to be able to catch reds on artificials because when they're tight underneath the trees, it's really difficult a lot of times to get an artificial to where they want to be able to actually catch them on it. Because by the time you start working it, boom, you're out of the strike zone.
Right.
Whereas here, you actually have that opportunity to throw a topwater, a lipped plug. Spoons work, but spoons are more visible than put off vibrations. I'd rather go with something like a soft plastic with a big old thumpy tail on it so that they can feel that thing going by. And of course, you could do both, hedge your bets with a heavily scented soft plastic, a gulp, or a scented paddler from Z-Man, or just take any old soft plastic and smear it up real good with Pro-Cure.
I like that way better.
I do like being able to pick my bait.
Mm-hmm.
Those gulps, they do work. There's no question about that. But they don't have the same kind of motion that a lot of the other soft plastics do, and my fingers smell like gulp for 3 days.
You're not washing your hands properly.
I not only wash my hands properly, I have one of those
stainless steel
bars to get that scent off. Nope. Gulp, like, soaks in. I don't get it.
You're just a sensitive fella.
Apparently. Apparently. The Cape Hayes and Danger Reef area.
A few Spanish mackerel and some sharks. But it's been so bloomin' windy, that's just one guy giving me that report. He actually caught one Spanish that was about 4 pounds.
That's cool.
And he had a couple of what appeared to be black nose or sharp nose. His pictures were not great, but...
Sand sharks.
Smaller sharks. Yeah, sand sharks.
sand sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Gasparilla Sound. Last week we crowned this as the fishiest place around.
Pretty much still is. I mean, you could almost just copy and paste.
Okay, so last week we had redfish and snook along the bushes, open flats were seeing trout, a few reds, ladyfish, Spanish mackerel, and random sharks. Adult tarpon had been seen also, oyster patches starting to collect sheep's head, and lots of puffers demolishing soft plastics.
Still pretty much the same.
Okay.
Pretty much still the same.
Well, then I'm just going to put in here, see last week's report.
There you go.
Rather than copy-paste it.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's move on to the wider Placida area, the Placida Pier, which, of course, is not functioning as a pier, but I see some of the boats fishing it, the Trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, which is functional as a pier, Gasparilla Pass, Associated Flats, and places like that.
Well, let's see. You've got some sheep's head starting to move in there. A few, and I mean very few, better mangrove snapper moving in there.
Describe better.
Like 10 to 11 inches instead of 8 to 9 inches.
So minimum keepers.
Yes. A few pompano have been caught there. Lots of snook all over on all the docks, the bridges, the old trestle. Most of the snook I'm hearing about out there are small. Let's see what else. Spanish mackerel, especially closer to the little pass. And then a guy was catching some baby drum, like 15, 18 inchers. Because he thought they were sheep's head at first and then started looking at them, comparing them to what he was seeing on his...
Right.
Whatever, and hey, he's got whiskers.
He ain't got the teeth. He's got a beard. Hold on a sec. Okay, so smaller black drums are where?
He was catching them off the docks right there.
At the pass?
Gasparilla Island and right there at the dock, right there by the pass.
Okay.
He said he only ran into flipper once, which I was surprised by.
That's really good.
What else going on? That's about it.
Okay. Well, that was quite a bit, so I'll take it. Let's talk about Lemon Bay. Anything going on in Lemon Bay?
Nope. No report from there.
The Bay of Lemons. No reports?
Nope.
Nobody been fishing there?
I'm sure they have been, but I didn't get any reports, and honestly, I didn't read Bill's fishing report from Inglewood this morning.
I see. So, in other words, you could have reports. You just chose not to take the time to read them. I get it.
You could have, too.
That's fine.
You got the same email I did.
I don't get that, actually.
Really?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Well, and here's why. Because it was going to my old Sun Herald email address, which I no longer have. So, and
gotcha.
I haven't been to the Inglewood Fishing Club to get them to make an adjustment on that.
You just can't call them?
I suppose I could. It's
might
hard.
Be easier than going out there.
It's hard. The Anger Pier would be the next spot if it existed, but it doesn't. So
yeah, thanks, Charlotte County.
We're not going to talk about that. We
could
talk about.
Get away with that?
We could talk about the Tom Adams Bridge, but you know, I already heard that there were no reports in Lemon Bay, which the Tom Adams Bridge happens to span. So I strongly suspect, unless Robert's holding out on me.
Nope.
All right, then we'll just skip it. How about the Gulf? Bottom fishing, trolling, anybody been out there? I know it's been breezy.
A couple of people, but it has not been good out there as far as weather goes.
Well, I can tell you this. Mike Myers went out to check his stone crab traps, which have been mostly filled with shark suckers, a.k.a. remoras, although he has gotten a few keeper crabs out there. But he also ran into several schools of Spanish mackerel.
Yes.
And the largest one he told me was 40 acres. And I said, Mike, do you have any clue how big 40 acres is? 40 acres is enormous. And he said, absolutely, I know exactly how big 40 acres is. It was definitely 40 acres.
Well, he knows how much is 100 yards away from another boat, too, so.
Yes, he does. So I don't know how big the school of Spanish mackerel was.
There's a lot of schools of Spanish out there, like some very large Spanish. And some very good schools. Donnie Gant went out there looking for king mackerel the other day. They got Spanish up to 6 pounds. A lot of smaller ones. They had blue runners, jacks, a couple of ladyfish mixed in with them. Several barracuda that bit them off on their Spanish. And they were in 25 to 35 feet of water. And he pretty much stayed right there. Basically between Novak and Trembley. He went almost to Stump Pass, but that was about as far as he went. It was just too windy to really enjoy it out there.
Right. Did they find the kings?
They did not. Another customer did find kings 2 days before that. He got 7 of them in one day. The biggest one was, I think, 30 or 31 inches. But he also caught another Spanish that was about 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's been some pretty damn good quality Spanish out there.
Yes. Of course, from a catching standpoint, those big ones are a lot of fun. From an eating standpoint, I like a 2-pounder better.
Yeah?
Yeah. The meat on those bigger ones, for some reason, always seems to be a little softer.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really know how to explain the reason why, other than to say that that has been a trend that I have noticed in those fish. So if I've got a choice on the size that I'm going to take home, I'm going to take fish that are maybe more in that, like, that 2-pound range.
Right.
Big enough to produce a really nice fillet on each side, but not so big that they're going to be a little bit squidgy.
Okay. I'll buy that.
So, did anybody get out past the mackerel to look for the
nope.
grouper, the snapper, any kind of bottom fish?
Nope. A couple guys bought bait, but I never did hear back from them as far as a report goes. Just too blooming windy.
Well, you know, there was a hurricane down there, so.
Yeah.
Creating a really tight wind gradient.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen much for pictures of that. I saw one aerial footage of it. Doesn't look good.
It does not look good. It specifically looks very, very bad.
It does.
The only plus on that I've really seen is that the storm hit a little bit further west, so Kingston didn't take the big hit that they were concerned it might take. They did get flooding in Kingston. They did have a lot of rain in the mountains that are to the north, so there was still a lot of damage there, but the lights are on in large parts of Kingston, which is nice, because they're not on pretty much anywhere else.
Okay.
So, and I saw some reports that the meteorologists were saying that this is the strongest landfalling hurricane that we've ever seen in the Atlantic Basin. 185-mile-an-hour winds, 892 millibars at landfall. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's not the U.S., so they can call it a Cat 5 when it makes landfall.
Yeah. Moving on, the Venice Just jetties saying. And the Venice pier.
Spanish mackerel. A couple of king mackerel. Some pompano.
Off the pier, the jetty, yeah. Both?
All of it. And then hearing of some snook over at the jetties.
I'll bet that if there are pompano at the jetty and pompano at the pier, there might be pompano on the beach, too.
Probably is. There's some snook along the beach, too, and underneath the pier. Nobody can catch those, but they're looking at them.
Okay. Sheep's head?
Nope.
But last week we said sheep's head were getting better by the day at the jetties.
I didn't get any reports of them.
What the heck? Oh, I know. This is one of those where people don't want to talk about them.
Probably.
This is a crappie situation.
Yes.
Right there, where people do not want to say, because they don't want everybody coming out there to catch sheep's head. Well, you know what? I'm going to be bold enough to say it. There are sheep's head at the jetties.
I'm sure there is.
So go out there and take your peeled shrimp. And then keep your secrets afterwards.
I'm sure there probably is.
I'm going to even go so far as to write it here. People have been quiet about sheep's head. But they are probably there. Why does it take so long to type?
I don't know.
And why is the word sheep's head so hard to type?
Well, you type faster than a lot of people that I know.
Yeah, but I type sheep's head every time for sheep's head and have to go fix it. Sheep's head, Punta rasa.
I got nothing.
No reports. Redfish, pass.
Nothing.
No reports. Captiva, pass.
The proper area around Captiva, pass. Yes.
Okay.
Some Spanish mackerel, trout, ladyfish. A couple of oddball snook and redfish right in the immediate area of the pass.
You're just naming all the fish that we have.
Pretty much. Three different people fished down there, and they gave me a mixed barrage of reports. The one guy had his grandkids with him. They caught a dozen or two Spanish mackerel, like two dozen ladyfish, and they managed two sharks. I mean, he had a good time with them there. I don't know. The one's this tall and the other one's that tall. So I'm not sure their age. But
I didn't get to see how tall. Neither did anybody else, actually, so
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
So I have no idea the age. Youngins. That's all that matters.
I can't tell how old anybody is. I can't tell how old the kids are. I can't tell how old the teenagers are. I can't tell how old adults are. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
I know.
It's a human person. It appears to be a juvenile. The best I can do for you.
Right.
Boca Grand Pass.
Spanish mackerel. Some jacks. One guy did try to fish for mangrove snapper and had no luck. But he said it was fairly windy. And just did not enjoy himself on his first two drifts. A couple of flounder on the north edge of the drop-off.
Season is closed.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just reminding people, since everybody seems to have forgotten.
No, it's all right. Tell the game of fish to get out there and do their job anyway.
But you know they're not going to, so we're on the honor system, so I'm reminding people that flounder are closed.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So on the northern sandbar there at the drop-off?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple people saw some tarpon roll through there, too. Nobody fishing for them, but they saw them there.
You think they'd eat if you were fishing for them?
I don't know. I'd give it a try if I was out there.
It's pretty chilly this morning, Robert.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not out there. Actually, it's just because I have to work.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think that a little bit of chill is actually going to keep you off the water if you thought those tarpon were biting and if you thought you could get out there.
Right. True.
Okie dokie. Surf fishing, Gulf beaches, anywhere from Sanibel to Venice. What do we got?
Let's see. Poker Grand. Stump Pass. And basically the beach around Venice. All the same kind of reports. Whiting, a couple of Pompano, some Spanish. A couple of people caught some small snook. People are seeing a few sheep's head moving around in the surf.
Hey, I typed sheep's head right. Good for me.
One guy caught a nice redfish up there, right there at Stump Pass, at Milton Pass.
Milton Pass. Did he mention what Milton Pass looked like?
Nope. Said it was fairly shallow.
Okay. I'm wondering if it's wadeable. I'm just going to have to go out there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I keep saying I'm going to, and then I keep finding other things to do.
Yeah, she and I have talked about it a couple times and still have not gone out there yet.
Because you keep finding other things to do too, don't you?
Yeah, life gets in the way of having
exactly.
fun.
Exactly. All right. Anything else going on around the beach areas?
Nope.
Fine then. We will move on. That brings us to Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay, Buzzard Bay, and associated areas.
Got nothing.
Nothing from Big Dead Creek?
Nothing.
Okay. Then we got nothing. How about Pine Island Sound?
It's been okay. A few reports that I've gotten. A lot of snook.
Little handful. Ones, big ones?
Yes, mostly small.
What are they eating?
Pinfish, white bait, and shrimp.
Okay, live pinfish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then there's some trout down there. They're doing fairly good. If you drift, they're getting some bigger fish. Like I heard one 20-incher. Not giant by any stretch, but...
No, but that's okay. Did they mention depths?
They were in 5 to 8 feet of water. They got tired of the puffer fish up in the shallower water, started drifting out in the deeper water, and started getting into a few trout. Got bit off by a few Spanish mackerel. They saw a couple spotted eagle rays, too, they mentioned.
So cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, snook, trout, random Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope.
No redfish?
I'm sure there is. I just didn't get any reports on them.
But nobody mentioned redfish.
Nope.
I'm just making clear and specific that redfish were not mentioned in the Pine Island Sound area.
If they were, I do not recall.
Okay. It's not court testimony, Robert. You don't have to...
Sometimes you put me on the spot like here.
I'm just
prosecuting lawyer.
I'm just trying to get the information. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, okay? You're fishing. You're just trying to pull bullshit information out. That's all that is.
Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
Calling you out on it. You don't have any probable cause. Leave me alone.
Jug Creek Shoal, Bokelia, anything over there?
Spanish mackerel and small trout. Feeding on all the little bait that's right there and some of the bigger bait. Guy said he saw a big stingray right on the bottom swimming across that bar out there. At first he thought it was like a manatee.
Yeah.
And was getting closer to it and he said it's probably 4 foot. He said it's like the biggest stingray he's ever seen.
I mean, that's a pretty good sized stingray, but we've seen bigger, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think is the biggest one you've ever seen? I'm going to say the biggest ray that I've seen out there is probably just a little bit over 6 feet across the wingspans.
Are we talking a leopard ray?
No,
or
a bottom-hugging ray. A bottom-laying stingray. Not a leopard ray, not a swimming ray, not a manta ray. One that lays down there on the bottom.
Yeah. I would probably say my biggest one that I've ever personally witnessed is pushing the 5 to 6.
Okay.
5 for sure. 6 might be, because it's sometimes hard to tell in that deep of water.
It definitely is.
But I've seen a lot of fish in the 40 to 48 inch range.
Yes.
Not as common as it used to be, though.
So what's our big species that we have here?
The Atlantic ray, I believe.
So the Atlantic ray is a little one. That's the one that only gets up to about 2 feet across.
I thought the Atlantic got bigger than the southern.
Mm-mm. No, there's, but there's another one that does get bigger. I'm trying to remember his name.
Really?
This is going to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's definitely a larger one. It looks a lot like a southern stingray, but it's not. Is it a thorn something? It's going to drive me nuts. I'll have to figure that out. I can't do that while I'm doing this.
No. I didn't know.
Yeah, but that's the one that gets to truly massive sizes.
Like 8 foot?
Yeah, like 8-9 feet across. And there are some old historical photos of those that you look at, and it's just like, wow, that thing is, you just can't believe how big that thing is.
Nice.
So it's kind of like when you see those pictures of the 18-foot sawfish that are pulled up on a dock and then hung vertically, or the big manta rays. You know, and it's like, geez, what do you do if you actually see that thing out there? And think about the time when these people saw these things out there and actually captured these things. They weren't using outboard motors. I mean, you're talking about a time period when you're in a wooden boat that is propelled by sail. So it's just, it's insane how bold people used to be about some of these things.
Very.
Anyway, burnt store and two pines.
A lot of snook and redfish up under the bushes.
Now, do we have redfish, like, if you see mullet schooling around out here, would you consider?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would absolutely do that.
Because you only mentioned it in the one spot, and I'm just asking if it's...
Any time, no matter what time of year it is, whether it's pre-spawn or just any other time of year, I will always cast into redfish or into mullet looking for redfish. It's been far more productive to me than it hasn't.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you on that. Okay, snook and redfish, anything else going on?
A few ladyfish and an oddball Spanish on the outside of the bar.
You seem a lot less enthusiastic about that here than you were in some other locations.
Yeah, it's just been spotty reports down there.
Okay. All right, the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Pirate Harbor's about the best thing going. I haven't heard much around the Keys itself. But inside Pirate Harbor, they're getting a few more mangrove snapper. They're seeing a few more sheep's head. A couple of oddball trout, mostly small, and quite a few snook, mostly small again.
I'm going to try to parse that out. The mangrove snapper and sheep's head are in the canals, the trout are on the flat, and the snook are both?
Yep.
Okay.
Even though it's been calm on that side... Haven't had much reports.
Okay. Well, we're going to stay on that side because that's where we are. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
There's been some redfish just to the south of Alligator Creek and right at the mouth there. Handful of small snook in Alligator Creek. That is it.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Baby mangrove snapper.
Okay, so that has not changed much.
Nope. A handful of snook. What else did he catch? He saw a guy catch a little bull shark. He saw a guy catch a jack. But yeah, he didn't have much of a day out there, but he had fun watching some other people and educating them and teaching them some of his stuff. It was kind of neat. He's like, it's funny. You guys showed me how to tie the uni knot, and I'm out there teaching a guy how to tie a knot so that way he can hopefully do better.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be, right?
It is.
You're not supposed to bogart that knowledge. You're supposed to share it.
I know.
Help around, right?
It was just neat the way he was saying it.
It's a good thing.
It is.
The PGI Canals and Punta Gorda General Area.
Speaking of teaching and sharing things forward, need to get you to do another ad for us for the best of.
Okay.
So, we got to do our thanks to them.
All right.
Meant to tell you that earlier and forgot.
Well.
So if I don't say something now, I'll forget again later.
Yeah.
Just like you'll forget later, too.
I could see that happening. Well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to take this time to, even though we're in the middle of the fishing report, I'm going to make a note to myself because you are correct. That needs to happen. So this is why we have multiple email addresses. So we take this one and we write a thing. Sorry for the delay, folks. Please hold your... Your call is very important to us.
We were voted by the people that we were number one bait shop again, so thank you guys. We really appreciate it. It means a lot to us, so we got to do a little thank you ad to the paper for putting it in there. So,
a little thank you to the people for voting.
It's mainly a thank you to the people for voting.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
All right. That brings us back to what we were trying to talk about here, the PGI Canals and Punta Gorda General Area, including the Barge Canal,
people are starting
of hot spots.
Yeah. People are starting to see a few sheep's head in there. They're not catching them, but they're seeing them around their docks and stuff, around their pilings, because it's starting to get more and more visible each week. They're catching a lot of small snook. Quite a few small mangrove snapper. One guy swears every catfish in Charlotte Harbor is behind his house.
It might be.
What else? That's pretty much it. Take that back. A couple of people have seen some black drum, too, swimming through there. Because they were asking how to catch them.
Right. So did you... teach him about how to not fish for catfish?
Yeah. And he was doing most of that right. But he was still mostly fishing for him anyway.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I tell people that, like fishing with natural bait, you're going to deal with catfish no matter what. You know, if you want to not deal with catfish, okay, great. Go out in the Gulf and don't fish until you get into at least 40 feet of water. Never heard of a catfish caught out there.
Nope.
I've seen them caught in the surf. Sometimes lots of them caught in the surf.
Yep.
But getting out to that deeper water doesn't really seem to be a thing so much.
Nope. I don't know why that is either.
I think there's too many things that would eat them out there.
Probably.
The Gilchrist Pier would be our next spot, except it doesn't exist, so we're going to talk about the Alligator Creek Reef instead, which does.
Oh, okay. Spanish mackerel. Spanish mackerel. And a couple of shark, short cobia. One guy did catch one that was 33 inches.
That's getting closer.
Mm-hmm. But he caught several, and they were all under 30 inches.
Okay. Did he get any sharks while he was cobia fishing?
He was not cobia fishing intentionally. He started throwing at the Spanish mackerel, hooked one of those cobia, then he took just a paddle tail and just started casting it vertically fishing to see what else he could catch and caught a few more.
Oh. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. The 20-foot holes.
Some Spanish mackerel and a few sharks and occasionally a school of ladyfish mixed in. But it's been bumpy. That much I can say.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. brings us to the baitfish report.
Okay.
White bait, but also threadies, pinfish, sardines, and et cetera.
There's schools of threadies scattered throughout the harbor from the 41 bridge all the way down to Boca, and offshore for that matter. There's some white bait up here on this end around the markers, but the majority of it and any size to it has all been down Boquilla, Devilfish, that area.
Is it some bigger ones, lots of bigger ones, good numbers?
Just decent numbers. Hasn't been incredible.
How about the pinfish situation?
It's all out there around Devilfish and the Placida area is the better places.
And the folks who have been talking about doing the mackerel kingfish thing offshore,
mm-hmm.
are they finding anything more interesting out there? Sardines, speedos, anything like that?
The Spanish sardines, they got a couple of them out there. The blue runners. No speedos. Lots of thread fins, but like tarpon-sized thread fins.
Okay. The freshwater report.
Let's see. The kid was just in here a little bit ago. He was actually starting to catch them on spinnerbaits. He's fishing those ponds out there. What's the park out there off of by Veterans? Like Henry Park or something like that. I guess there's like racquetball courts there and stuff.
No idea.
I don't know. He's fishing the canals right around that area.
Okay.
And then several other guys are doing good on shiners for the bass. The plastic worms have picked up quite a bit. Sold a couple spider jigs this week. And of course it's getting cold, so I guess the crappie fishing's probably, whatever. The guys are going to say it's really great because it's cold.
Yeah.
But
the guys are going to expect that it's really great. The guys who actually know, to keep their mouth shut, know that it ain't time yet.
Another week when that full moon gets closer, that's when it'll start to get exciting.
Yeah. Okay. And has that chill slowed down the cichlids and tilapia at all?
No, they're still catching them. There's still no shortage of those guys.
All right. You ever talk to anybody doing freshwater catfishing?
Once in a blue moon, but almost never.
Yeah.
Almost never.
All right. Now, that brings us to the tarpon report. Do we have a tarpon report?
I do not this week.
You do not have a tarpon report. Nobody has...
The few that were seen in Boca, that was it. But I don't know anyone who hooked any. I only know one guy who went out and tried to target them one day. He saw a couple fish on his side scan, and he just could not get anything to cooperate, so he gave up.
Okay.
I believe they're still here. I just think it's been too windy. But they are thinning out, and I know they are definitely moving down towards the passes and the intercoastal to get ready to boogie.
No question.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're predicting here is that this probably isn't it for the tarpon quite yet.
It's getting...
But we're getting there.
Yeah, we're definitely getting there.
Okay. All right. Well... I ran out of things to type here, so do you have any additional wisdom to add? Any funny anecdotes that you'd like to mention? Any well wishes that you'd like to express?
Nope. that I can think of.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Well, then I guess you should just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.